From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
The next time I hear another public official excuse his or her corrupt, incompetent, or just plain evil behavior by telling us mistakes have been made, I'm going to scream. Almost every day there's an article describing another transgression by another high official who explains it all away with those four words, the catchphrase of the trapped wrongdoer. After years of working for government myself, I am very familiar with the passive voice, as it is called in writing jargon. Who forgot to file the environmental impact report? Not me. I didn't make a mistake. It just happened somewhere out there in the stratosphere where vague things occur without anyone knowing by whom or what for. Maybe I should stop whining and start doing it myself. When my mortgage check bounces or I back into a car at Safeway, I'll inform the outraged parties that mistakes have been made. When I burn the coq au vin just before dinner with my in-laws, I'll tell my husband mistakes have been made. Maybe I'll even cut my puppy some slack. The next time she pees on the down quilt or chews up my prescription sunglasses, should I interpret her I-can-do-no-wrong look as mistakes have been made? I don't think so, at least not without a loud no and a shove out the back door. The first thing you learn in a business communications class is to eliminate the passive voice. They tell you to speak or write the kind of sentences that simply state what happened and by whom. Why, then, do politicians refuse to do this? Sadly, I think we all know the answer. Who wants to take responsibility for a war gone bad, firings gone crooked, or sweet deals for one's girlfriend gone public? But give me a break. We all know who did these things, so why do we let them get away with mistakes have been made? Just stand up and say you did it, please, and take your knocks. If my puppy has to accept responsibility for her behavior, then so should you. With a Perspective, I'm Carol Arnold.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.